Capital. We just played Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. The lady that I think had one of the best characters in the video, she looked banging with her fringe, is on the phone, Selena Gomez. Selena, that video, I loved it. I mean, I was nothing to do with it. Just as a girl, I just loved that you lot all got together and did that. What was it like to be involved in that? Because I know Taylor's your mate.
Yeah, she's been one of my best friends. And you know what's interesting is that the song is definitely about, you know, talking about someone that hurt you and what that means. But the actual video was so crazy because every single woman was so incredible and loving towards everyone. Like, it was such a girl empowerment video. And I don't think anybody's done that. You know, we were all on set eating burgers and hanging out and, like, talking and laughing. And normally when you're doing music videos or you're doing anything, you're by yourself. And it was just really cool. I thought it was such a neat idea. It didn't even feel like work.
And do you know the thing is, Taylor's been like, she was here at Hyde Park in London and she bought out Cara, I think she bought out Kylie. She even got people that weren't in the video, like I think Kendall came out. And I was just in my head thinking, she's had Jason Derulo, she's had Nick Jonas, she's even done Fetty Wap. When the hell is Selena going to come out? Is it going to happen? Have you spoken about it? Because we want it to happen.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course, we've talked about it. It's got to be very specific. I know that there's going to be something happening. So we'll see. But yes, of course, I love her. It would be so much fun to be on that stage. She's so fun doing that.
I saw Chris Brown recently, and he obviously, you guys have connected, and I know that you're following each other on Insta and stuff. And Chris said to me, I've got some amazing collaborations that are coming that are going to surprise people. I would love it if you two have done a track for your album. Selena, speak to me. What's happening?
I would try to give you like some sort of hint about it, but there actually isn't anything on the record with Chris. I am such a huge fan of his, and it was actually after the album where we ended up kind of like talking about music and stuff. So not to say there is an opportunity for it, because I honestly love his music. I think he's so incredible. You know, I'm a big fan of hip-hop and all of that. So I'm a huge fan.
Selena, what would be wicked is your Selenators. Can you send them a message because they adore you? And I don't think I'm going to get through all the questions, but is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I mean, so many things. And I hate that I sound the same because I don't want them to think that it's ever ingenuine. You know, it's so insane that all the way across the world that I actually have people that have watched me from when I was 13 on my show to now, or even just new fans that I've gained. I never take it for granted. It's so special. I love you guys. I can't wait to show you some mad, mad love when I get there. And just thank you.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time out. Congrats. I'm so excited for the album. You are always a little darling to talk to. Let's do it. Let's play your new track on Capital. Do you want to give it the big introduction?
Yes, thank you guys. Here is my song, Good For You. I hope you guys like it.
Thank you, Selena. Woo!
Thank you. You guys are awesome.